Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. In Taiwan, water is just water. $20 a bottle at any convenience store, neutral in taste, barely changed in 20 years. But in Germany, water has a class system. German mineral water is legally divided into two tiers. Ordinary natural mineral water and a higher category called Heilwasser or healing water. That term is not marketing language. It is a legally defined status regulated under Germany's Medicines Act. And right now, there are only about 55 springs in the entire country that hold that certification. The two brands I helped bring to market happen to fall on opposite sides of that divide, one in each tier. What I want to talk about is one particular well, Bad Vilbo, a place where people have been drinking the water since Roman times. In 1929, a well was drilled there to a depth of 287 meters. What makes it remarkable is that it is an artesian spring. The mineral water rises to the surface entirely on its own pressure, with no pumping required. In 1955, the German government officially recognized it as a national healing water source. The geology shapes the character of the water, and the character of the water determines where it belongs on the table. That is why Germans ask whether you want still or sparkling. That is why they approach water the way someone might approach wine. My own reading of this is that it has nothing to do with admiring things simply because they are foreign. In Taiwan, our palates have been trained to accept a certain idea of what water should taste like. But that version of water is a simplified world. Once you start drinking water with genuine mineral depth, something in your tongue opens up.